This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper has made the first customer delivery of the Piper Sport LSA in Miami, just 3 months after the plane was announced. Piper has selected Forward Vision Systems for installation on new Malibu, Matrix, and Mirage models, coming soon for the Meridian, and there will also be an STC for the existing fleet. Hilton Software has released WingX for the Android smartphone, joining the iPhone 3G and iPhone 3GS, iPod Touch, BlackBerry, and Windows Mobile platforms. Garmin is announcing several new products and rebates, including Pilot MyCast for the Android, and the availability of G600 and G500 training software free for the download at Garmin.com. Aspen says July will bring the availability of a new version of its Evolution PFD for Class 3 aircraft, and an interface to let the Evolution 1000 Pro PFD replace mechanical gyros as a reference base for altitude-based autopilots. Aspen says its synthetic vision product will start shipping in January of 2011. Michelin has announced an $11 million expansion of its aviation tire operation in Norwood, North Carolina, expected to add 74 jobs over the next 18 months. The U.S. Navy has identified four service members who were aboard a T-39N Sabreliner that went down about 4 p.m. Eastern Time Monday near Ellijay, Georgia. American Legend Aircraft has introduced the Classic J-3, an SLSA priced just under $95,000, ready to fly. And the former Midwest Airlines will be absorbed under the Frontier Airlines brand name, but those chocolate chip cookies Midwest customers love will be sticking around. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, avionics instructors talk about the benefits to their students of scholarships offered by the Aircraft Electronics Association. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.